This paper has been slightly modified to optimize your listening experience. We have included only a brief description of the figures and tables and removed all references, citations, data in parentheses, appendices, acknowledgments, footnotes, and endnotes. The full text is available in HTML, PDF, and EPUB formats. November 2014. International Review of Research in Open and Distance Learning. The title of this article is, Writing to Learn and Learning to Write Across the Disciplines, Peer-to-Peer Writing in Introductory Level MOOCs. The authors are Denise K. Kummer, Charlotte R. Clark, and Dorian A. Canilas, Duke University, USA. Abstract. The study aimed to evaluate how peer-to-peer interactions through writing impact student learning in introductory level massive open online courses, MOOCs, across disciplines. This article presents the results of a qualitative coding analysis of peer-to-peer interactions in two introductory level MOOCs, English Composition 1, Achieving Expertise in Introduction to Chemistry. Results indicate that peer-to-peer interactions in writing through the forums and through peer assessment enhance learner understanding, link to course learning objectives, and generally contribute positively to the learning environment. Moreover, because forum interactions and peer review occur in written form, our research contributes to open distance learning, ODL, scholarship by highlighting the importance of writing to learn as a significant pedagogical practice that should be encouraged more in MOOCs across disciplines. Introduction. Massive open online courses, MOOCs, could be poised to transform access to higher education for millions of people worldwide. From a pedagogical standpoint, the sheer scale of these courses limits the extent of student-instructor interpersonal contact, and this leads to a central question involving how a reliance on peer interaction and review impacts student learning. Student-student interaction, once called the neglected variable in education, is now recognized as a fundamental impact practice in education. Clearly, humans interact via multiple modes, including in person, but also more and more frequently via long-distance digital communication such as by telephone, email, social media websites, online chats and forums, video conferencing, and blogs. All of these modes are emerging in modern pedagogies. To this end, Duarte et al. Cite dialogue as a core feature of learning in any world, whether face-to-face or digital. In fact, in face-to-face and smaller-scale online learning contexts, peer-to-peer dialogues have been shown to be critical to developing deep conceptual understanding. In MOOCs, peer-to-peer dialogues occur primarily through writing, in forums and via peer-reviewed assignments. MOOCs, because of their scale, offer a significant opportunity for peer-to-peer interaction in the form of dialogic, networked learning experiences. However, also because of their scale and the diversity of student learners enrolled, MOOCs present substantial challenges in this domain. Some scholars have suggested that MOOCs limit or underestimate the importance of interpersonal engagement for learning. Questions about how or whether to facilitate interpersonal engagement in MOOCs have particular importance since the majority of MOOC learners are adults. Research maintains that constructivist approaches to learning are especially effective with adult learners. It is within this context that we endeavor to examine one of the key questions concerning the efficacy of MOOCs: how can interactive learning be promoted and assessed in this context? Any exploration of this question, though, also demands an inquiry into writing. The primary mechanisms for student interaction in MOOCs occur through writing in course forums and peer-reviewed assignments. The act of writing has been identified as a high-impact learning tool across disciplines, and efficacy in writing has been shown to aid in access to higher education and retention. Writing has also been shown to be effective in the promotion of learning and student success in relatively large enrollment face-to-face courses. Research suggests that writing instruction in online settings can provide enhanced learning experiences and opportunities for pedagogical reflection. Moreover, across educational disciplines and compared to face-to-face dialogues and time-limited classroom settings, written, time-independent online discourse has been shown to lead to more reflective contributions by participants. Research also suggests that written dialogue in online courses contributes to the development of students' critical reasoning skills. Given the complex ways in which writing intersects with participant interaction in MOOCs, it is of crucial importance to examine how writing impacts the MOOC learning experience. Writing, in fact, may be a key dimension for forging intersections between MOOCs and more traditional higher education contexts. That is, amidst ongoing debates about the promise or threat of MOOCs to higher education more broadly, perhaps writing offers a point of reciprocal research, where we can learn more about the role of writing in learning across higher education contexts, from open distance learning to face-to-face settings and all the hybrid and shifting contexts in between. Herein, we examine two separate introductory-level MOOCs, one in the Humanities, English Composition 1, Achieving Expertise, in 2013, taught by Denise Kummer through Duke University and Coursera, and one in the Natural Sciences, Introduction to Chemistry, in 2014, taught by Dorian Canales through Duke University and Coursera. Although at first glance these courses might seem unrelated, common threads weave them together into a research project, both specifically target introductory students. Focus on critical thinking and writing to learn to develop expertise. Foster key skills for access to fields in higher education. And employ a combination of video lectures and quizzes along with formal writing assignments and informal written communication via forums. We specifically chose to conduct research across disciplines because we wanted to contribute to emerging MOOC literature that examines how disciplinarity impacts MOOC pedagogy and learning outcomes dimensions. The main objective of the study was to evaluate how peer-to-peer interactions through writing impact student learning in introductory-level MOOCs across disciplines. Specifically, we explored the following research questions. How do peer-to-peer interactions through writing impact student learning in introductory-level writing and chemistry MOOCs? What is the impact of peer-to-peer writing on engaging students in MOOC coursework who identify as less academically prepared and less self-motivated? How can peer-to-peer writing function as a metric to assess student success in MOOC-delivered introductory writing and science coursework? Our research draws on several related strands of scholarship: writing to learn theory, online writing theory, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, STEM, pedagogy, and emerging MOOC research. Our research contributes the scholarship on open distance learning, ODL, by examining the role of writing as a high-impact educational practice in MOOCs across disciplines. Writing to learn is a pedagogy that actively involves students across disciplines in the construction of their own knowledge through writing. Peer review makes this process not only active but interactive. Student-student and student-faculty dialogues have been shown to be critical to developing a community of scholarship for enhanced learning and deep conceptual understanding among learners. The capabilities of MOOCs make it possible to bring this active constructive interactive framework to thousands of students at one time. Indeed, emerging research suggests that MOOCs have the capacity to create unique network learning experiences with unprecedented opportunities for collaboration, interaction, and resource exchange in a community of learners. And, also in keeping with these findings, research has found evidence that the most successful MOOC students are typically heavy form users. Given that MOOCs promise to increase access to post-secondary education, we are particularly interested in how peer-to-peer interactions through writing in introductory-level MOOCs impact the learning outcomes for less academically advanced and/or under-resourced learners. Although research has also indicated that MOOCs are not yet reaching less academically prepared students, we endeavor to learn how less academically prepared students can best learn in these introductory-level MOOCs. Research suggests that less well-prepared students can behave more passively in academic settings, relying on memorization and imitation as strategies for learning. This has been shown to arise at least partly from lack of comfort with the use of language, particularly if trying to communicate in a non-native language. Research in developmental writing suggests that early emphasis on writing in a student's academic career can improve retention and academic performance. Learning more about how peer-to-peer interactions through writing impacts retention and academic performance is especially critical in the context of STEM. Research suggests that the greatest loss of student interest in STEM coursework occurs during the first year of college study. Scholarship has found that peer interactions in introductory-level science courses, especially through writing, have in some contexts doubled student retention rates in STEM disciplines. Writing to learn has been used extensively in chemistry and other science disciplines and has been shown to help students confront and resolve several key barriers to and misconceptions about effective science learning. More specifically, writing with peer review has been shown to improve student performance, communication, and student satisfaction even in large enrollment undergraduate chemistry courses. We are curious to understand more about how these positive attributes of peer-to-peer interactions through writing will transfer to the MOOC environment and what impact, if any, they may have on student learning and retention in introductory science. Methods. Our research involved intensive qualitative data coding from each MOOC using NVIVO qualitative research software. Coding was accomplished by a team of 10 trained coders, doctoral students, postdoctoral fellows, faculty, during a 5-day coding workshop from March 11, 2014-March 14, 2014. The workshop was designed and led by two researchers in the social sciences at Duke University who primarily work with qualitative methods and are also authorized trainers for QSR, International for the Software Program NVIVO. We estimate that about 175 hours of cumulative coder time occurred during the week. Below we provide more details about our methods. Coding protocol. Prior to the workshop, we developed a coding protocol, with the assistance of a doctoral student and postdoctoral scholar in developmental psychology. The protocol included nodes for such items as effect, length of post, attitude, learning objectives, student challenges, and elements of writing. For full coding protocol, see Appendix A in a text version of this article. Coding workshop. During the workshop, coders were first led through processes to become familiar with the structure of MOOCs in general, and our study MOOCs in particular, and with important NVIVO components, including data capture, import, and coding to themes. Second, coders were introduced to the pre-designed project file and node structure, and leaders oversaw use of the protocols by team members. After this step, based on coding of the same data sources by team members, leaders examined inter-rater reliability and made adjustments to the team's work. Third, coders worked individually on various data sources as assigned. Twice a day, time was taken for team discussion, and leaders were present at all times during the coding workshop to answer individual questions. Coding reliability. When introducing the node structure, the coding workshop leader walked all coders through each node and its planned use. Subsequently, teams of three coders coded the same two documents to the node structure. This led to assessment of inter-rater reliability and team discussion. At several points, node definitions and/or structure were discussed as a whole group. Many of the nodes are what Maxwell refers to as organizational or substantive nodes, which are more topical, descriptive, or straightforward to interpret than theoretical coding, which is more abstract. Because most of the nodes have literal definitions, with a few exceptions, to which we paid close attention, we believe little room existed for coders to differ substantially from each other on inferential coding of text. Reliability was also established through having coders collect and evaluate different types of data from different disciplines throughout the coding workshop. For a summary of items coded, please see Table 4 in the text version of this article. This form of triangulation, called investigator triangulation, involves multiple researchers in the data collection and analysis process, and the difference between researchers can be used as a method for promoting better understanding. Finally, we spent the second half of day 5 of the coding workshop having coders review nodes in the merge file for coding inconsistencies. Various coders were given a family of nodes to open and review, using NVIVO queries to consider the consistency of coding that they found. We coded data from two different areas of the MOOCs, discussion forums and peer assessments. Discussion forum data. The following data, tables 1 and 2 in a text version of this article, provide a sense of the total discussion forum volume for these courses, from which we culled our sample. Please see Appendix A for more definitions and descriptive details. From this total volume, we coded a sampling of two types of discussion forum data. Point in time, PIT, and general peer-to-peer, P2P, discussion forum posts. We coded 35 full discussion forum threads in weeks 1, 4, and 7 of both courses. In addition, we coded 35 full threads from week 12 for English composition. The chemistry course was not 12 weeks long. We also coded general forum posts for both courses. Top poster P2P discussion forum posts. We captured all activities of the top 3 posters in each of the 2 courses and coded a sample of these posts. See Table 3 and a text version of this article for top 3 posters in each course and statistics. Peer assessment data. In addition to coding data from discussion forums, we also coded data from peer assessments in each course. Students provided feedback on other students' writing for both courses. We did not code the assignments themselves. Peer assessment sources in chemistry. In chemistry, this feedback was located in a specially designated open forum for peer review of a writing assignment. Students in the chemistry class submitted an essay on a chemistry-related topic of their choice to the peer review tool. See Appendix B in a text version of this article. Coursera then randomly assigned each submission to be read and commented upon by 2 peers according to a rubric. See Appendix C in a text version of this article. After the first student had reviewed a peer's essay by entering their feedback as written comments, Coursera automatically populated a designated form with the essay and anonymous peer review, whereupon any additional anonymous peer reviews would appear over time and more students could read and comment on each essay. 714 students submitted this assignment and received peer feedback. We coded evaluations on 120 submissions, 16.8% of the total volume of submissions, randomly selected by capturing every 6th submission with correlating feedback on the chemistry peer assessment forum. Peer assessment sources in English composition. We reviewed 3 different types of English composition peer assessment data. 1. Peer feedback on a brief introductory essay called I'm a Writer, posted to a specially designated open forum, see Appendix D in a text version of this article. This first introductory writing activity, designed to facilitate conversations about writing among the community of learners, was conducted on the forums as opposed to through the formal peer assessment mechanism. Thus, students could voluntarily respond to as few or as many peers' submissions as they wanted. Approximately 8,000 students posted the I Am a Writer assignment. We chose to capture feedback on 80 peer responses, which amounts to feedback on about 1% of the submissions. This was roughly equivalent to taking the first submission from each page of posts on the designated I Am a Writer forum for a random sample. 2. Peer feedback provided through the formal peer assessment mechanism. For each of the 4 major writing projects in English composition, see Appendix E in a text version of this article, students submitted a draft and a revision to the formal peer assessment mechanism in Coursera. For each project, Coursera randomly distributed each student's draft submission to 3 peers in order to receive formative feedback according to a rubric. Then, each student's final version was randomly distributed to 4 other peers in order to receive evaluative feedback according to a rubric. Formative and evaluative peer feedback rubrics included a series of specific questions as well as several open-ended questions, see Appendix F in a text version of this article. We only coded data from questions that seemed relevant to peer-to-peer interaction, namely, what did you like best about this essay? What did you learn about your writing your own project based on responding to this writer's essay project? What overall comments do you have for the writer as he or she moves on to Project 2/Project 3/Project 4/Beyond the course? These peer assessment submissions and feedback were private for students, and so in this case, as required by Duke University's Internal Review Board, The only student submissions evaluated were those from students who approved our use of these data. Throughout the course, the students provided 14,682 separate project peer assessment feedbacks. Approximately 250 students gave permission for their work to be included in this research process. We coded a random sample of the feedback provided by 50 of these students, which amounted to 342 project peer assessment feedbacks. This data enabled us to look at feedback on a student-by-student basis, as opposed to assignment-by-assignment. 3. Comments about peer feedback written in final reflective essays. Students in English composition compiled portfolios of their writing at the end of the course. These portfolios consisted of drafts and revisions of each of the four major projects, as well as a final reflective essay in which students made an argument about their progress toward the learning objectives of the course. See Appendix G in a text version of this article. 1,415 students completed final reflective essays. Approximately 250 students gave permission for their final reflective essays to be included in the research process. We coded comments about their experiences providing and receiving peer feedback in 48 of these final reflective essays. Table 4 shows the total number of items coded for each type of source. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the table. Limitations. Our research included several limitations. A primary limitation is that not all enrolled students participated by posting in the forums, so any analysis of forum posts will only include data from those students who felt motivated to post. Additional limitations include the following. Coders were calibrated through coding common text passages on the first day. For the rest of the coding session, each piece of data was coded by individuals. We estimated the number of threads by multiplying 25 times the number of pages. This may be a slight overestimate, because the last page in each forum would by definition have less than 25 threads. Within a thread, we did not manually count the number of posts, but took the statistic from Coursera. A very small number of posts were empty or deleted by the forum moderators as spam or containing inappropriate material. Therefore, our post count may be a slight overestimate. We did not review student assignment submissions. We only coded the student feedback. Therefore, our coding inferences may be limited by this constraint. We captured threads from the website for coding using the Uncapture software from NVIVO. We used the Explorer browser exclusively. However, we learned that, irregularly and unpredictably, Uncapture drops a line of text at a page break in the PDF. We did not try to go back and recover these lost lines of text in our analysis. Although we captured the number of views of each thread, we recognize that simply by entering each thread to capture it, and thereby adding a view count, we are increasing the number of views of each of our threads. To minimize this, our procedure was to document the number of views on an individual thread before actually opening the thread. Some researcher thread views are included in the overall view counts for the courses. Although unlikely due to the enormous number of posts to the forums, and our limited sampling frame, we may have inadvertently coded the same post twice, because we coded to various points in time, and we also sampled posts from the top three posters in each discipline. Results. After the coding was completed, we ran several queries through NVIVO. Below are several of the most significant results. Word frequency queries. Figure 1 illustrates the 100 most common words in weekly forums in each course. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the figure. The larger the word, the more commonly it appeared in the forum. These results illustrate visually that students were staying on topic by primarily engaging in discussions that paralleled the weekly content of the courses. For example, in chemistry, the syllabus has the following descriptions for content in week 6 and 7, respectively. Week 6, Introduction to Light, Bohr model of the hydrogen atom, atomic orbitals, electron configurations, valence versus core electrons, more information about periodicity. Week 7, Introduction to chemical bonding concepts including sigma and pi bonds, Lewis dot structures, resonance, formal charge, hybridization of the main group elements, Introduction to Molecular Shapes. Likewise, illustrating the ways in which the discussion forums stayed on topic to the course content, the syllabus for English composition includes in week 6 and 7 the following text: What is an annotated bibliography? Peer feedback, project 2 image analysis, sample case studies. Clearly, the overwhelming majority of peer-to-peer discussions in the forums for the English composition and chemistry courses studied herein are directly related to the course content. This observation offers a counterpoint to the observation by other researchers that a substantial portion of the discussions in MOOC forums are not directly course-related, and these data qualify the conclusion that small talk is a major source of information overload in the forums. Discussion forum post length. Table 5 shows post length in the forums. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the table. In general, chemistry students' posts were shorter than those of the English composition students. The chemistry forum included a much higher percentage of posts that were coded as very short or short. Over 90% of the posts fell into these two categories. On the other hand, English composition forums also included many posts that were coded as very short or short, approximately 60%, but nearly 40% of the posts in this course were coded as medium or long. While chemistry forums had about 2% of posts coded as long, English composition had nearly 23% coded as long. Attitude. Attitude is well established as being critically important to learning. In order for student-student interaction to have constructive impact on learning, it must be characterized by acceptance, support, and liking. Research indicates that learners' conceptions of an attitudes toward learning have a deep impact on the efficacy of online peer assessment and interactions. Every post, or part of a post, if warranted, was coded as either positive, negative, or neutral. See Table 6 in a text version of this article. Attitude of student writing in the forums was tracked as a function of time in the courses. Considering all coded weeks, the majority of content coded in student posts were neutral in attitude in both courses, and a relatively small percentage was coded as negative in both courses. The attitude expressed in student posts was generally more positive than negative in both courses, 2.8 times more positive than negative in chemistry and 3.9 times more positive than negative in English composition. Examples of posts coded to positive attitude: I am starting to understand why I am studying on a Friday evening for the first time in my entire life. I appreciate all the hard work that my reviewers went to. Thank you. Example of posts coded to negative attitude: Go for it, unenroll. You both know too much already and you obviously have nothing to gain from this course. You'll be doing us stupid students a favor. The tenor of posts across all weekly forums was coded as slightly more positive in English composition than in chemistry, 27% of all words coded in English weekly forums compared to 17% in chemistry. Both chemistry and English were coded as having roughly the same amount of negative comments, 6% and 7% respectively. Note that we also endeavored to distinguish attitude from types of writing critique. One could have a positive attitude while providing constructive critique for writing improvements. For example, the greater degree of positivity than negativity in the forum suggests that the forums can provide a meaningful mechanism for establishing a learning community that has the potential to enhance students' learning gains and course experience. Affect and emotion. Affective and emotional factors are known to play a role in the success of any pedagogical practice. Research shows that affect impacts students' response to feedback on their writing. Affect and emotions have also been shown to be particularly important in engagement in science-related activities, and this, in turn, has been suggested as a link to improving public science literacy. Since MOOCs may be considered a pathway to increasing public understanding of scientific information and development of broad-based efficacy in essential skills such as writing, we were interested in how affect and emotion emerged in the discussion forums. Figure 2 shows the result of queries to identify the coded affects and emotions in combined data from both courses in the weekly forums. See Appendix A for a list of all affect emotion nodes. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the figure. We coded to distinguish between attitude, as an evaluation, and affect, as an expression of feeling or emotion. Of course, students often expressed both an attitude and an affect, and in those cases, we coded to both types of nodes, but text was only coded to affect when appropriate. For example, the first quote below would be coded both to negative attitude and to the affect emotion of frustration, whereas the second would be coded only to negative attitude. Coded to both negative and frustration, I haven't figured this one out either, or any other similar equation for that matter. I am getting really frustrated. Coded to negative, but not frustration, I don't believe everyone watched and actually listened to the course instructor's direction on peer feedback. I doubt if anyone taking this course is a writing Einstein, genius. Gratitude and encouragement were in the top three of effects coded in discussion forum posts for both chemistry and English composition. Text coded to these effects ranged from simple phrases, such as thank you for your insights, or I do think your efforts are praiseworthy to lengthier. Do not give up. It can't always be easy. Believe me or not, I do some review before the quizzes and I have not yet reached 100%. Some of the questions are tricky. Try hard. Ask for help on the forums. You'll make it. In the English composition course, belonging to community was the most frequently coded effect. Text coded to this effect included the following types of posts. I believe most learners here are also not expert writers, just like you and me. So let's just keep writing and keep improving together, okay? Most of the time, I feel like I'm an individual learner, but when I see the discussions, answers, and so on, I feel like there is someone who is doing something with me also, so I feel sometimes a group member. I'll hope we can interact, learn and share knowledge together. In chemistry, frustration, humor, and belonging were frequently coded effects. I am so confused about how to determine the protons and electrons that move and create different reactions. So frustrated. I got strange looks from people who don't think that a sleep-deprived working single mother should be giggling at chemistry at 2 a.m. I've learned so much from you all, and I know I can come with any question no matter how trivial. While some writing was coded to competitiveness, for example, I do not want to sound blatant or arrogant, but I would expect it to be more challenging. It was not a particularly prevalent effect. Rather, in both classes, students often expressed receptiveness to peer feedback or critique of their work. I hope someone will correct anything that is wrong about what I have just written. Oh right, I didn't notice it was in solid form when I answered. Thanks. But the feedback from peers, critical, suggestive and appreciative, made it possible for me to improve upon my shortcomings and garner for myself scores of 3 5s and a 5.5. Am I happy? I am indebted. Effect, top posters, and the general discussion forums. In addition to the weekly forums which were set up by the course instructors, each course also contained other forums including one called general discussion. Table 7 compares the effect of top posters in each course to general discussion forum posters. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the table. In chemistry, the top posters most strongly expressed encouragement, 23% of the words coded to affect, a feeling of belonging to the community, 21%, and motivation, 11%. Comparatively, posters in the chemistry general discussion forum heavily expressed motivation, 64%, with the next most commonly expressed effect being gratitude, 6%. The top posters in chemistry were also more frequently coded as being receptive to critiques, 11% than the general posters, 2%. Similarly, in English, the top posters in the general discussion forum were much more frequently coded as being receptive to critiques of their work by peers, 29% than general posters, 5%. The top posters also much more frequently expressed defensiveness, 20% than general forum posters, 6%. Posts in the forums most frequently were coding as expressing encouragement, 20%, belonging to the community, 18%, and gratitude, 15%. Learning gains and forum posts. One criticism of MOOCs is that assessment of student learning can be difficult when relying on multiple choice quizzes. Many MOOCs, however, have much more versatile assignment types and answer formats available. Writing in MOOCs? Whether through formal writing assignments, short answer quizzes, or discussion forum dialogue, can offer a strong opportunity for students to gain in learning objectives and for researchers to assess student learning. Some prior literature has even suggested that people can be more reflective when their engagement is via online writing than in face-to-face interaction. Prior research reveals that through form writing and peer assignment exchanges, students could be viewed as moving through phases of practical inquiry, triggering event, exploration, integration, and resolution. Discussion forums in particular offer a rich opportunity for examining student learning gains. Learning gains can be probed by analyzing student dialogue in the discussion forums to evaluate the nature and quality of the discourse. Through our coding of discussion forum posts, we were able to gain insights into student learning gains. Some students enthusiastically post about their learning experiences. Table 8 shows the percentage of discussion forum posts that demonstrated learning gains. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the table. Some of these posts about learning gains are quite general in nature. I don't know about you, but I've already learned an amazing amount from this class. Others show very discrete evolutions in learning. I was stuck with the idea that my introductions should be one paragraph long. Maybe I should experiment with longer introductions. And I feel comfortable enough with the chemistry, the basic chemistry, to not avert my eyes like I used to. Whenever I saw a chemical equation, I just, oh well, never mind, and I'd just skip it. Figure 3 shows the distribution of these learning gains in chemistry forums. When learning gains were present in chemistry discussion forum posts, they were frequently coded to demonstrating understanding. Figure 4 shows the distribution of these learning gains in English composition discussion forums. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the figures. When learning gains were present, they were most often related to demonstrating understanding, but also showed significant gains in evidence of incorporating feedback. Like the learning gains in chemistry, English composition students also had a very low incidence of discussions about their grades, 3.27% and 1.58%, respectively. In both courses, very little text was coded to the improved grades node. Research shows that a focus on grades can be counterproductive to learning gains. The coding results here suggest, therefore, that when students were discussing learning gains, they were discussing more meaningful measures of learning gains than grades. Indeed, students posting on the forums in these MOOCs were much more focused on learning than on grade outcomes. As an illustration, one student expressed this sentiment concisely by writing, "I am not hung up on the grade, I am too excited about what I learned and how I am putting it into practice and getting results." Writing elements in peer review. Enrollees' tendency to discuss more meaningful measures of learning gains in the forums also extended to their interactions through peer review. Peer review is more effective when peers focus on higher-order writing elements as opposed to lower-order concerns. Figure 5 shows the writing elements learners commented on in the open-ended peer review questions. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the figure. For English composition, learners commented most frequently on argument and analysis, format and style, and structure. For chemistry, learners commented most frequently on topic, evidence and research, and plagiarism. The greater prevalence of peer notations about plagiarism in chemistry is likely due to the course instructor specifically asking peers to look for plagiarism. This is going to come up some small fraction of the time, so here is the procedure. What should you do if you are reviewing an essay that you believe is blatant plagiarism? Suspected plagiarism was then confirmed by the instructor, who investigated student-flagged work. Editorials have expressed concern that MOOC providers and faculty need to be more rigorous at facilitating academic integrity and discouraging or penalizing plagiarism. Continued work should indeed be done in this area. This is especially important given that, when writing assignments are used on this scale, observations made in face-to-face settings can be magnified. For example, Wilson noted in the summary of his work about writing assignments in a face-to-face chemistry course that not all students submitted original work. A perusal of Chronicle of Higher Education faculty forums reveals that plagiarism continues to constitute a challenge in all educational settings rather than being unique to MOOCs. However, while academic honesty is of the utmost importance, it is also important to continue facilitating peer commentary based on other elements of writing, especially the higher order concerns named above. Some students expressed a negative impact from what they perceived to be too great a focus by their peers on plagiarism in the chemistry peer review. This peer review exercise is rapidly turning into a witch hunt. My opinion of this course has, during the past 2 days, gone from wildly positive to slightly negative. Type of feedback in peer review. Research shows the kind of peer feedback provided impacts peers' perceptions of the helpfulness of that feedback. We categorize peer feedback by type: positive, constructive, or negative. We define positive as consisting of compliments that were not related to improving the paper. Constructive comments included helpful feedback that a writer could use to improve his or her project or take into consideration for future writing occasions. And negative feedback included comments that were not compliments and were also unconstructive, unhelpful. The ratios of feedback coded as compliment, constructive, negative, unconstructive was 56-42-2 in the peer-reviewed assignments and 8-92 in the weekly and general discussion forums. Below are examples of text coded as unconstructive and constructive, respectively, did not read past the third paragraph. I am sure it was interesting. You just did not keep my interest. Below are my suggestions as an Anglophone and an opinionated reader. Before we begin, you used the word feedbacks in the title of this thread. Feedback is the correct term. One of those annoying inconsistencies in English. Positive feedback in peer review. Figure 6 shows the distribution of writing elements specifically among positive feedback in the peer review process, what we term compliments. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the figure. For chemistry, compliments were most often focused on topic, clarity, description, evidence and research, and figure. Learners included figures in their chemistry assignments. For English composition, positive feedback was most often focused on argument and analysis, structure, format, and topic. Compliments were least often provided in chemistry peer reviews to the process of assigning peer review, proofreading and grammar, and quotations. Positive feedback was least often provided in English composition peer reviews to process of assigning peer review, factual accuracy, and figure. Students posted positive feedback illustrated by the following excerpts: well written, good explanations of the chemistry, I liked how it was a topic that you are clearly passionate about, I liked your essay, it is cohesive and concise and its subject is intriguing, you did the great research and your bibliography is impressive, the introduction is brief, but sufficient, the problem you've built your text on is claimed clearly, and your arguments are well supported by references and quotations. Constructive criticism in peer feedback. Peers in English composition were most likely to provide constructive feedback on argument and analysis, English language skills, citations, and format and style. Peers in chemistry were most likely to provide constructive criticism on additional resources, topic, format and style, and factual accuracy. Coding frequency for both courses is shown in Figure 7. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the figure. Students posted constructive criticism such as the following. I could hear your voice among the voices of the cited books and articles, but it is not always obvious where you agree and where you oppose to the cited claim. Probably, you could sharpen your view and make your claim more obvious for your readers. Just as a tip, you could have shown some pictures of the fungi. Unconstructive criticism in peer review. Unconstructive feedback was defined as comments that were negative but not helpful in terms of recommending specific improvements to the student whose work was being reviewed. Figure 8 shows the distribution of unconstructive feedback in the open-ended peer reviews in each course. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the figure. Peers were most likely to center on constructive feedback in English composition on matters of argument and analysis, clarity, and format and style. For chemistry, peers were most likely to provide unconstructive feedback on topic, opinion, and additional resources. Examples of unconstructive feedback included the following: did not read past the third paragraph. I'm sure it was interesting. You just did not keep my interest. It is important to note that because we did not code the assignment submissions themselves, it may have sometimes been difficult to identify what is or is not constructive or unconstructive feedback, particularly in the case of citations and plagiarism. For instance, in some cases, peers responded to feedback as though it were unconstructive, but we do not know for sure whether this feedback about citations was or was not warranted. I did research and rephrase parts of my sources into this essay with citations as is accepted practice. Did you expect me to carry out my very own experiments and post the results? I mean, honestly, I am offended by that suggestion. The only issue I can see is that the numbering of the citations went off during editing, but since all of my sources are still listed at the bottom of the essay, this should not be a problem. It is also my work, so I would like you to retract your statement. I find it offensive. Learning gains in peer feedback. Peer feedback has been shown to enhance learning environments. Many posts in the discussion forums and peer reviews from both courses, as well as in the final reflective essays from English composition learners, indicate that the peer feedback process contributed to their learning gains. Some of these posts about learning gains from the peer feedback process are general in nature. I found peer comments and their assessment invaluable. I have been learning so much from all of the peer review submissions that I have decided to remain in the course just to learn everything I can learn about chemistry. Throughout the course, I valued my peers' comments on my draft so I can improve my writings. I also learned much by evaluating my peers' work. Other posts show very discreet evolutions in learning. I am, however, grateful for the kind parts of your review, and willingly admit to faults within the essay, although until this week, I was, like my fellows, unaware of the expected work on electron transits. By the time I did become aware of this, it was too late to make alterations. Thank you for a thoughtful review. Even more important bit I learned was the importance of feedback. Feedback provides an opportunity to rethink the project and dramatically improve it. Table 9 shows the frequency of when peer feedback explicitly expressed learning gains. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the table. The English Composition Peer Review Rubric specifically asked reviewers to indicate what they had learned from reading and responding to the peer writing project. See Appendix F in a text version of this article. The Introduction to Chemistry Peer Rubric did not ask this. This probably accounts for why the learning gains were so much more evident in peer review in English composition than in chemistry. Figure 9 shows coding for specific learning gains in peer feedback. Please refer to a text version of this article to view the figure. In English composition, peer review provided students with learning gains across four primary areas: understanding, learning through providing peer feedback, demonstrating what the person had learned, and evidence of incorporating feedback. In chemistry, learning gains from peer feedback occurred most often around matters of understanding, demonstrating what the person had learned, and evidence of incorporating feedback. As with the learning gains in discussion forum posts, the coding shows that students are not focusing on grades, but are instead focusing on higher-order concerns. Learning gains and student challenges. Because we are interested in the impact of peer-to-peer interactions with less academically prepared students, we specifically looked for challenges faced by students, such as the following: lack of time or energy, less academically prepared, and less or not self-directed. Interestingly, little text was coded to these nodes. For example, only one coding reference was found at the intersection of any of these challenges and learning gains. Therefore, these barriers did not come up in the forum threads that we coded in either class. Discussion conclusions. We have identified several significant themes that show the importance of an impact of the peer-to-peer interaction through writing in MOOCs. MOOC discussion forum posts are connected to course content. Both courses examined generated substantial student dialogues on the forums. Students in the English composition, Achieving Expertise course tended to write longer forum posts than students in the Introduction to Chemistry course. Peer-to-peer dialogue on the weekly forums closely mirrored the content of the course described in the syllabus for that week. This shows that students are primarily discussing course content in these forums and suggests that peer-to-peer writing in the forums can provide one measure of student success in a MOOC. MOOC discussion forums generally contribute positively to the learning environment in chemistry and English composition. Since attitude was generally positive and the top effects in the forums include belonging to a community, gratitude, and encouragement, we conclude that the forums are in general a positive space for learners to interact. This finding operated across disciplinary context, both in a natural science course and in a more humanities-oriented course. MOOC discussion forums contribute to learning gains, especially in understanding. In terms of observed learning gains, peer-to-peer interaction on the forums seemed to make the most impact on enhancing and facilitating understanding. Students sought, offered, and provided tips or support from one another on the forums as a way of increasing their understanding of course content. Peer review can facilitate learning gains if this possibility is made explicit. The disparity between the coding for learning gains in English peer reviews and in chemistry peer reviews suggests that the English students were indicating learning gains because they were asked to do so explicitly. This suggests that faculty should encourage students to reflect on their learning gains explicitly as a way of facilitating those very learning gains. Peer feedback on writing can meaningfully focus on higher-order concerns across disciplines. Feedback on writing can be differentiated between that which focuses on higher order or lower order concerns. Effective formative feedback generally must include a focus on higher order concerns, and can then be considered an integral part of the learning and assessment environment. Peers in both courses focus predominantly on higher order concerns, even as they were also able to focus on lower order concerns. This may be due to the peer feedback rubrics. Our data also suggests that peers will follow closely the rubric provided by the instructor. In English composition, students were asked to focus on argument and analysis. In chemistry, students were asked to focus on strengths, insights, areas for improvements, and plagiarism. In both cases, the students were likely to adhere to the rubric guidelines. Writing through the forums enhances understanding. Since forum discussions in a MOOC happen through writing, one can extrapolate from our data that writing enhances understanding in MOOC forums. This bolsters evidence for writing to learn and suggests that MOOC forums are a key pathway for writing to learn and a key pathway for assessing student success in MOOCs across disciplines. A limited group of learners posts to the forums. One of our key areas of inquiry was to understand how peer-to-peer interaction through writing might impact the learning gains of less academically prepared learners. We found, however, that people posting to the forums did not identify themselves explicitly as less academically prepared. This generates questions about how many people post to the forums, and who is or is not likely to post to the forums. The total number of people who posted to the discussion forums in English composition represents 23% of the total number of people who ever actually accessed the course, 51,601. In chemistry, the total number of people who posted to the discussion forums represents 7% of the total number of people who ever actually accessed the course, 22,298. Given the overall positivity of the forums, one wonders if these data indicate that the forums are only positive for certain types of people. Given that the top posters coded higher for defensiveness than general posters, one also wonders if there might be drawbacks to certain levels of forum participation. We did not see any significant information about student challenges in the coding data, despite looking for it as one of our coding nodes. Since interactive learning offers so much promise for these learners, and since MOOCs continue to provide the possibility of increased access to higher education, more research is needed about how to facilitate forums in as inclusive and productive a way as possible for less academically prepared learners. The development of quality educational opportunities through MOOCs, and learning more about how peer interactions through writing contribute to student retention and learning, has the potential to make a significant global impact and increase post-secondary access and success in unprecedented ways. As we discover more through this research about how peer interactions with writing contribute to student learning outcomes and retention, we will be better positioned to understand and work towards a model of higher education that is more flexible, accessible, and effective for the great many individuals in the world interested in pursuing lifelong learning. This is the end of the article, Writing to Learn and Learning to Write Across the Disciplines, Peer-to-Peer Writing in Introductory Level MOOCs. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License. The text format is available on the Erodle website www.erodle.org. Goodbye.